Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez, and we're reflecting on this acronym SHIELD, S-H-I-E-L-D, a bracket on, you know, that S, and an acronym that was developed by a neurobiologist at Harvard, and I really liked it, and been sort of analyzing, reflecting on it, and combination with my definition of well-being, of living our personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace, and sort of seeing if it's still as good as I thought a couple of times, and it is. Before moving to the E, which is of the shield, which is exercise. Just a footnote on interaction or interactive or interpersonal, which is the I of SHIELD, which we discuss at the end of the first segment. I'm going to be adding, the S, very appropriate for this Holy Week, for spiritual. But when I thought about it, you could, within interactive and interpersonal, you could put the relationship with the spiritual, with the supreme being, with whatever ties you to that spiritual relationship that's important for you, and also we may not need the S, but just a comment on it. Okay, so let's move to exercise, and there's no article that I have read with respect to dealing with well-being and dealing with trying to prevent diseases and all and even emotional and besides the physical, that doesn't put exercise, keeping active physically, as critical. And it can be, just taking a walk in nature, and a little swimming, yoga. There's just so many ways to get that activity. But each one of us, goes at a different level. In terms of the values, in order to effective, because there's, we're talking about 150 minutes a week of sustained physical activity. It requires discipline. It requires consistency. It requires willpower. So those are personal values that are necessary for exercise. So you need both the physical aspects and these values that then promote the physical needs. And on exercise, it was, has always been super important for me. Relatively easy because I enjoy it, but at the different levels, it always required to strive to go through sometimes pain, sometimes injuries. Sometimes you don't want to go to a particular practice or do a particular sporting activity that you really should be doing in order to keep your body in good shape and to either reach a goal that you have. That's where it goes. Right now, just thinking, kind of laughing a little bit, for my birthday each year, I do triathlons to reach the miles equivalent to my new birth day year. So this year it's 82. I'll be 82 at the end of April. And so the goal is to do 82 miles via three triathlons, one day after the other. I'm in training for that. And Sometimes it's tough to get up. It's tough to go to the next event. But it's a goal I've set. I set it publicly, which kind of inspires me to go forward and not give up. And right now I'm doing about three quarters of each of the events, working up to where I want to go. And in between there are different things that pop up, and one of them that I've been doing for many years is our family business as the San Patricio 5K, which was this Sunday, and I've been in on that. I do not like to go to these organized events. I avoid them unless I have a special relationship with the particular event organizers, as is in this case. I find that it takes so long to get there, park, wait around to get the thing, finally started, and then getting out and traveling. It just doesn't seem efficient for me, and I don't need those events, public events, to spur me to do the exercise. But in connection with San Patricio, I've been telling my brother that we should have a category, 80 to 85, so I come out a little better. He told me that he had done that, but no, it's the category is 70 plus, so there's nothing for 80 to 85. And I did it in 5K in 51 minutes, 46 seconds. And I came out 2,605th out of 3,238, which is, I beat about 20% of the people. in the above 70, I came out 22 out of 35. And so there I was faster than 40% of the people, so yeah, a little bit better, But and then there's this thing that I had never seen before, and it's called age graded percentage, and my percent is 41%, and on that I came in 1,256 out of 3,238, and there I was faster than 60% of the people. So at least as the age was measured into my my results, I went from faster than 20, then faster than 40, and now with this age graded thing, faster than 60%. So I don't run to beat anybody I don't really even look at my watch. I just run at a pace. My only thing is to keep the jog. I mean, people walk faster than I jog, but to keep a steady jog and not give up on the jogging. And, it's a good hill there in San Patricio Avenue. And, if you're sometimes tempted to start walking instead of the jog. So my main goal is to keep it jog and to finish. Successful in that regard. Then on the triathlons, as I said, I've been doing yesterday I did a 2.5 mile run, and then I did a 18 mile bike, and then I swam 800 meters. That's about three quarters of what I have to do. I have to end up each day for the 82. I have to do 3.3 miles. I have to do in terms of the bike, I have to do 23-24 miles each day, and then I have to swim 1,100 meters. Total those things each day, and they total three times, and they get up to the 82. So there we are. We'll keep you informed whether I finally make it or not. Let's see what happens. The You know, and exercise is, and it can be these individual things that that I'm now doing, or it can be getting into sports, you know, golf and baseball and whatever, you know, turns you on, pickleball these days. And of course, you watch these athletic activities that are more, you know, that are in the professional area or in college that are basically professional. And just a couple of comments on something that really was moving and uplifting. In golf, which I think is one of the toughest sports because over those 4 days, each stroke counts. You don't wipe it out. And this Gary Woodland won this Houston tournament. He's 41 years old, and about 4 years ago, he had a brain tumor, an operation, suffering from incredible anxiety and fear. And fear of dying, and this tumor, even though it was benign, hopefully was going to take those symptoms away, but they did not. They improved a little bit, but they did not. And although he won a tournament some seven years ago, I think it was, he hadn't been able to get back. And there he was, this leading, I think, after the first day. And people were pulling for him. His age, 41, with this brain tumor and still suffering from the consequences of this. And people were pulling for him, and he won. He won by 5 strokes. And one thing that you could see, and the commentators would mention, and you could see, he would take these deep breaths, but really deep breaths, and he looked calm. He was under control, and in golf, it's a combination. It's a strange combination because you have a lot of people, sometimes 30 deep, right behind you, with their cellular, and you have the cameras right next to you. You have this microphone. I worked with the Puerto Rico Open. These microphones near you so that you can get the sound of the swing hitting the ball. People, there's people all over the place, and the next thing for somebody like him, it's got to be tough, and he explains how sometimes it really brought in a lot of anxiety, but at the same time, in golf, everybody gets quiet when you're about to hit. If there's people up there, they put a sign, silence and all. So anyway, very uplifting. He winning that, and he cried with his wife, who was critical in his recuperation and be able to get to this stage. Tremendous. So it was just really, really touching. I was watching the NCAA. The Final Four in basketball, and I find basketball, pardon me if you're a basketball fan, but relatively boring until the end. In this particular University of Connecticut against Duke. Duke was number one seed, and UConn second. UConn was behind at one moment. I didn't watch the full game. I watched the end. Was behind 19 and didn't see the matter. It came up. And this game was decided literally in last second. Ball, and it looked like Duke had it, intercepted a stupid pass. There was no other word for it. And with 1 second to go, a three-pointer, won it by 1 point. Incredible game. And then just on the World Classic, baseball, another sport, very, very slow. As a pitcher, I enjoy watching the different choices a pitcher has, and I have a real prejudice because of my role in baseball was as a pitcher. Is if the pitching is really good, it really dominates and determines the game. Of course, you need good defense, you need good offense. But the fences have to be too good if you shut them out, and the defense can make a mistake if you then force double plays or what have you. So we didn't have good pitching. The baseball, the classic, we had a given moment the pitching fell apart for us, and that determined our not going forward. Okay, so exercise, but I got into a little bit of into the sporting world with some of the things that are happening. Let's get back on the SHIELD, on the acronym SHIELD. We did, the S for sleep. We did the H for handling stress. We did the I for interactive, and we did the exercise. So the L is learning, and we all should know that it is critical that we do lifelong learning, that we always challenge ourselves to new experiences and to new ideas and to challenge old ideas and force ourselves to analyze things that we thought were clear and just make sure that we're still with it. And this is, of course, what this program's all about. Learning, as I prepare for each, almost each word I say, but as I prepare for each program and decide, what I'm going to cover and as I'm going forward, as I change some of the things that I had planned to do and come up with ideas as I'm talking with you, it's a learning process, and it's so valuable for us in terms of keeping our mind and our brain working well. One of the things that I'm reflecting on learning, and you have the educational aspects of it, and I'm gonna go into a little bit of on the sideline, almost like a footnote. One of the schools that I've come to admire very much, our youngest daughter went there, St. Anselm, and our oldest grandson went there, and it's in Manchester, New Hampshire, a Benedictine, relatively small school, about 2,200 students. They have a nursing school, about 400, and they one of the alumni is her name is Carolyn Leavitt, and she's the press secretary for the Trump administration, and she had a bout with Pope Leo XIV on live TV. And she said to the Pope, in quote, stick to faith rather than politics. And Pope Leo says, I'm reading here from the summary, says, didn't flinch. Calm, focus, unshaken, but with a steady pace, he looked directly in the camera and spoke slowly, clearly, and with unmistakable emphasis. And remember, he's from Chicago originally, so his English is perfect. He says, you do not represent everyone. And then the silence and all. And she kind of smiled a little bit uncomfortable, and he went on. He said, you represent power and the interests of Donald Trump. That is not the voice of the people, and certainly not the voice of future generations. And then it says a ripple of tension moved through the room. The Pope continued, his tone unwavering. I'm quoting, when you truly understand what it means to live in a world where decisions affect millions of lives, when leadership is no longer reduced to political slogans, you will begin to understand what we are fighting for. And then came a moment to silence again, and he said, the line that would be replayed again and again is the way that said, and quote, sit down listen, we don't have time for puppets anymore. The audience erupted, you know, applause, etc. And this this theme, you know, listen, learn, realize that you don't really speak for other people. You don't you speak for yourself, and you have to be careful, you know, with what you represent. And as we said about handling stress, be careful that you're not controlled by someone else that affects your personal values. So this interchange between the Pope and Carolyn Leavitt in the listening stage of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think, is impactful. Okay, we've run out of time in the second segment. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections. We'll be right back on the acronym S.H.I.E.L.D. After the pause.